Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower here until 5 a.m. And that music that you just heard is by Bonzi. The song is called Fading Out. And Bonzi is an amazing singer-songwriter who we were just chatting off the air. Is now 22 years old. And hi, how you doing, by the way?
I'm good.
Can I call you Nina?
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
Okay. She goes by the name Bonzi, but I wanted to make sure it was okay.
Yeah.
Nina is Nina Ferraro, who records as Bonzi, is an amazingly talented woman. And the first time you were on the show, we were just talking about this. You were 15.
Yes.
I can't even believe it.
And like I was saying, I was a fan of you before I met you. So
I appreciate that.
I just love the show. And
oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Can I just say congratulations on the Walk of Fame?
Oh, thank you.
And I think I speak for everyone listening when I say it's about time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I didn't even pay you to say that. That was very kind of you.
It comes from the heart.
Yeah, no, I remember I distinctly remember the first time you were on. We had a group of people for a festival. We had like three or four different musicians, and you were one of them. I wasn't crazy about the other musicians, but I thought you were amazing. And so that's why we've had this on and off relationship on the air for these past 8 years or so, or 7 years.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's been amazing. I'm so like grateful to be able to like come back here because this is like, I mean, I love this show. This is like one of my favorite shows.
Oh, thanks.
On radio.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. Boy, a lot has happened since the last time you were here.
Yeah.
Stuff has taken off for you, deservedly so.
Thank you.
And you have your second album, which comes out today.
Yeah.
It's being released today. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
First of all, we'll talk about the new album. We're going to hear a couple of songs live in studio, and then we'll hear one directly from the album as well.
Yes.
And the album is called Zone on 9, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and I want to talk about the making of that. But let's get, for people who might not have heard you on the air before, you started young. Well, obviously, if you were in here when you were 15, you started young. But you started writing songs and playing music at a young age, correct?
I did. I didn't come from a musical background, so to speak. I wasn't like, you know, didn't have like a musical family who kind of, you know, passed on the family guitar or whatever. I pretty much found it on my own. I was always kind of like a creative kid. I used to be really into like making films, so I had like a video camera, and at a certain point I realized that I preferred just sound. I thought, you know, that was kind of the best part of movies for me. It's always kind of been the best part of like everything for me. So I started playing guitar when I was 9 or 10 and then started writing songs and kept it to myself. Didn't really, you know, make it a public thing. And then slowly kind of came out of that and it's snowballed. I mean, I wasn't at all expecting, you know, when I released my first record, I came in here and, you know, talked to you and it was great. It really went better than I expected.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very, like, personal thing for me, so I never really expect, you know, anything else from it other than what I get from it.
Yeah.
So it's always really cool to see how other people react.
So you're a young kid, and what was your process like when you first started writing songs? Did you have a process, or
you know, it's so interesting. I think it's always different. It always changes. Even now, I wish I knew how to like know exactly what the process was so I can just recreate that. It'd make everything so much easier. But, you know, I guess it hasn't changed in the sense that it's always changing.
Right.
So it's basically the same, you know, I think any creative person listening knows that, you know, it's always a different, a different animal, so to speak.
When you write a song, do you start with a melody or just an idea? What usually happens? I know you just said it changes constantly, but
yeah, sometimes, yeah, that sometimes happens.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Sometimes it's completely unrelated to sound and then it just like happens and it's, you know, more of like just trying to represent something or communicate something.
So yeah.
It's different every time.
Yeah. So, for the first time, can you remember the first like the first show you did?
The first show I did?
Yeah.
Man, I think the first show that I did, aside from, like, I think I did a talent show. The first time I ever played in front of people where I was had my identity. I mean, I would go to, like, coffee shops and not tell my parents and bring my guitar and play. I had sort of, like, this kind of friendship with this guy who owned this coffee shop. I grew up in Wisconsin in a pretty small town.
Okay.
And I just would take my guitar there when I was, like, 12 and play there. And nobody knew who I was. And I think that was perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nobody knew I was there. So that was the first time I think I probably played in front of people. And then, you know, eventually I was honest about who I was.
Yeah. Yeah. And so do you like playing out?
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like one of the best parts of doing this.
Yeah.
Like, I love being in the studio too and like writing and being like all isolated, but mm-hmm. shows are like amazing. Yeah.
So the first album, talk a little bit about the first album.
So the first album, Rift Into the Secret of Things, I released in 2013. And that was my first release under Bonzi. I started going under Bonzi, you know, to sort of relieve myself of having to be like, have my identity attached to it. And so I released that record. And it was really amazing kind of what happened from that record. I pretty much just did it independently. And yeah, just kind of reviews kind of started coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was amazing. I got to tour quite a bit. I mm-hmm. kind of went around the country and, played some amazing venues like First Avenue in Minneapolis.
Oh,
that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, that place is great.
Yeah, rest in peace, Prince.
Yeah,
but yeah,
yeah.
It was amazing.
So, where else? Tell me a little bit about that tour. Was your first time touring?
Yeah,
yeah. So what? That must have been exciting. I remember. I can remember years ago when you were on the show mm-hmm. and you hadn't never been to New York.
Oh my gosh!
And
wow.
We were talking. Yeah, and we were talking about. I was telling you how much you were going to love New York.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you're going to wait till you go to New York. Everything's going to change.
And you were right.
Yeah. So tell me, because you spent a significant amount of time in New York, right?
I have now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you were right. It's amazing. It's like Chicago, you know, in a lot of ways. It's amazing. It's really incredible, especially to play shows. Like, I feel like the venue game out there is really
What were some of the places that you played in New York?
Knitting Factory, I played.
Well, there's a lot of history in that place.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. It's really cool. It had a really cool, like, vibe.
Yeah.
I did the CMJ Music Festival out there, which was really fun. I played, Brooklyn Bowl,
mm-hmm.
which was really, really cool. Arlene's Grocery, which was, like, more of a punk vibe. Pianos, which is also pretty punky.
Yeah.
Which I really liked. Yeah, they were all really fun. And, like, I had my band, so it was a blast.
Yeah. So who's in your band?
It changes slightly,
yeah.
But it's mostly the same people. Lucas Gillen, he lives in Chicago. James Ross, Pecky Lundholm, they've played with me for years, and they're going to be at Shubas. So
yeah, so you guys are playing Shubas in June,
yes.
June 23rd.
Yes,
June 23rd,
yes.
And Shubas is such a great room.
Oh my God, yeah, it's like my favorite.
Yeah, it's great. Have you played Lincoln? You've played Lincoln Hall, right?
Yeah. Whew. That one's amazing.
That's amazing. Well, the same people run it.
Yeah.
But like that Lincoln Hall used to be Lounge Axe. It was a place called Lounge Axe.
I'm sure
you know the legend of Lounge Axe.
Of course, yeah.
And that was as down and dirty sort of a punk bar that you can possibly get.
Yeah.
And when they closed it down, you know, people were, you know, like the scene was like they shut it down. But when they rebuilt that place, they did it so well, like acoustically. That
yeah.
place is amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. That's one of my favorites in the city, too, just
yeah.
to play. Like, the feeling of that room is, like, transcendent. It's amazing.
So that first road trip that you did, did you like it, or were there things about the road that made you nuts?
You know, there were times when I was like, oh, man, this sucks. This is so much work. But the reward of, like, playing the show and seeing people in different cities and, like, meeting people who know you from your music, like, online
yeah.
or from listening to the WGN show.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Down in St. Louis or, you know. It's amazing. I mean, that is sort of like you end up feeling like you'll do anything just to get to these cities and
yeah.
play the shows. It's amazing. I mean, I feel like there's nothing else in the world like touring.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I love it.
Well, and we're going to get to this about when we're going to talk about Zone on 9 and the recording of it, because you did a lot of traveling during that and you worked with a lot of amazing people.
Yeah.
And I definitely, Steve Albini being one of them.
Yeah.
And I remember, because I follow you obviously on Facebook and stuff, and you know, and I
likewise.
And I like a lot of your stuff. I'll hit the like button a lot.
I love seeing that.
But I saw photos of you with Albini, and that must have been, we're going to get to that in a little bit, because that's got to be cool. By the way, Packy Lundholm, mm-hmm. who you mentioned, he was on the show a few months back. With us in for the Grateful Dead tribute that Great Moments in Vinyl did.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, he was here in studio.
Well, I know he's a huge Grateful Dead fan. So.
Yeah, there's this thing called Great Moments in Vinyl that Lindsey Cochran puts together. He's a well-known musician radio guy here in the city. And he gets different musicians every 6 weeks or so, and they pay tribute to a certain artist, and they play their music.
Oh, cool.
And it's like it's definitely not like a tribute band thing, so they don't come out, you know, in costumes, you know, like,
right.
you know, like a Zeppelin tribute. They don't come out and call each other Bonzo and Pagey. they're just great, great musicians, many of whom come out of the Old Town School of Folk on Lincoln, which is just loaded with amazingly talented musicians. So every 6 weeks or so, Lindsey comes in, brings in the people. They play some live music by different artists, and we had Packy in here.
Oh, man, that's so fun. Yeah. Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, you should check them out. If I know you're busy, but if you ever get a chance to see Great Moments in Vinyl, Lindsey really recruits the top notch. Well, you work with this guy, so you know that he's a great musician.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lindsey grabs as the cream of the crop in terms of musicians, and they do incredible jobs recreating the albums that they perform. And then Lindsey tells stories between songs about the making of the record and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
And they play Martyrs all the time. That's their home base.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. I love Martyrs.
Martyrs
too.
Is a great room.
Yeah.
Great room.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. Bonzi is here. And Nina, you know, I just adore you. God, I miss you. You need to come back on the show more often.
Just say the word.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back after the news, Bonzi will perform for us. We'll talk about the new album and much, much more. It's Nick DeGilio on 720 WGN. Everybody wants to make you feel. Everybody wants to take and steal. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday, so Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and all of our regular features. And it is Friday, and it is May 19th, and this is the release date of Bonzi's new record, Zone on 9. And you just heard a little bit of a song from there called Everybody Wants To. And Bonzi is here live in studio. And I also know where is Nina Ferraro. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Tell me a little bit about what we just heard, Everybody Wants To.
So that's a song off the record. And that one I recorded in Los Angeles with a great producer, Jonathan Wilson. Spent a good amount of time working on the record. I produced it, but I also worked with other people on it and kind of collaborated. And then took it back to my place in Chicago and spent some time with it. And I'm really excited that it's coming out today.
The producing stuff? When did you become interested in that? Was that always something that you wanted to do even when you first started when you were younger?
I think I didn't quite understand exactly what that entails. You know, I think once you start making music, you kind of start to inevitably get interested in the production aspect of it, especially if you write songs or, you know, have any interest in kind of the fabric of it.
Yeah.
So when I started recording and making music, I realized that that's most of it. You know, a lot of it, obviously the writing, but then the production and the sounds and, you know, all of that is when you listen to an album and you're like affected. A lot of times it's just the production that's really catching you. So,
yeah.
I kind of now just see that as an extension of the writing, and I embrace that.
In terms of the technology that's involved now in producing music, it's pretty incredible. It's pretty insane.
It is.
Have you ever gone back and recorded in a different way, like an older way? Did you ever use tape? You ever use?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of this album was. Actually, all of it was recorded onto tape.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Recorded straight through an old Neve console and mixed on a console too, which is, I guess, more of a rare thing now.
Yeah.
Mostly people mix in computers, but
yeah.
I wanted to mix mine. You get kind of get like a different texture, a different
oh sure
sound. So yeah, I love all that nice old, rich equipment is
yeah.
beautiful. Yeah.
And I see that you've pressed some of your stuff to vinyl. You're into vinyl?
Totally. Yeah.
yeah.
This album will be on vinyl. I took great care into making it good quality heavy vinyl too. So
that's good. Yeah. So that you can get Zone on 9 in vinyl. Where is it? Is it available all over the internet and stuff too?
Yes. Yeah. Wherever you prefer.
And this is being released on your label?
Yes.
What's
yes.
your label?
Bevine Records is, I've kind of developed my own little company, and it's distributing through Sony, so it's, my label, but...
through Sony. That's amazing. That's so good for you.
Yeah, I was really happy that, it's evolved like this, and I'm really grateful to be able to do it this way,
yeah.
especially because I like controlling things. I think, I got approached by some labels for this album, about a year ago. And I had some opportunities to go with some major labels, and I just decided that, I like owning my stuff.
Yeah.
That's very important to me, and I want to be able to provide people the best quality thing, and I think I'm going to do a better job at that than somebody who may or may not be, invested as much as I am.
Right. Right. It's your stuff and you want it to be
yeah.
good. Yeah, I totally understand that. So the recording of this record entailed some travel. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I went to London and Bristol in the UK and recorded a lot of it there. I spent a good amount of time out there and kind of hadn't been there before. So recording this album was like my first time pretty much in another country overseas. So It was really amazing. I got to work with this guy, Adrian Utley, from the band Portishead, and somebody who I've always really admired his work. So it was, like, amazing to go out there and work on my stuff. It was, like, incredible.
How did that come about? Did you specifically seek him out, or how did that connection and you getting to London happen?
I actually, there was this engineer who's really amazing out there, Ali Chant, and he co-produced it with me, and he ended up just like thinking that maybe he would send it to Adrian because he kind of knew Adrian. So, and Adrian just liked the demos. Like I made these like really homemade kind of like garage band demos of all the songs. And he just liked kind of what the thing was and he wanted to be a part of it, which I was like, it was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing to work with him and to be out there. I think it really like gave a different feeling to the album.
How much time did you spend there?
Some weeks.
Yeah.
yeah. It escapes me now. It felt like it was longer than it was, but it was weeks.
Did you get a chance to do any sightseeing or go anywhere or were you working mostly?
I think, every time that I was going to the studio, it was kind of like a little like tourist trip.
Yeah.
Every time I go somewhere new, like everything is interesting. So,
yeah.
Like New York, when first time I went there, everything was like novel.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been to Ireland?
I haven't, but great music in Ireland.
Yeah. You got to go to Ireland.
Yeah.
It's kind of life-changing.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I went there in 2010 and we were there for almost 3 weeks and went everywhere from Northern Ireland all the way down.
Oh,
and,
cool.
And it's really amazing. It's really amazing. I think you'd be very inspired if you went to
It's beautiful to too.
It's
right?
beautiful and the yeah. people are awesome. And at the time, I was a drinker, and it's a great place to go if you want cocktails. I can tell you that much. But it's a beautiful place, and I think you'd be really inspired by it. I really do.
Yeah.
Okay, so Zone on 9 is the name. The record is available today, and it's also out on vinyl.
Yes.
And so we're very excited about that. Let's hear a song cool. from it. Tell me what we're going to hear, and you're going to play it live right here.
Yes. This song is called Crescent, and it's the first song off the album.
I saw the video. I just want to mention that I saw the video, and I loved it.
Oh, thank you.
really cool. A very Ex Machina, if I may say so myself.
I appreciate that
yeah,
connection.
Very
yeah.
cool, man. Very, very, very cool.
Thank
who did the video?
His name is Rob is Rob, and he's in London as well, and he's a video director and special effects guy.
Yeah.
He's a really good friend of mine, and I really had a great time making that video.
That's the single, and you're going to play it. And it's a terrific song. I already, because I've watched the video a couple times. So are we ready?
We're ready.
Okay. This is Bonzi, and this is her single, Crescent, which is available now.
For the next old year, I get lost in the dark, oh, blind but I still can hear, oh,
you're so great. You're just so great. And by the way, the acoustic version of that sounds great because it's a lot different than what it sounds like on the record.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of fun stuff on it and very, very cool. You're awesome. All right, hang on a second. Bonzi is with us and we're going to take a break and talk more and hear some more live music. Her new record is called Zone on 9. It's available today. Get it. You can check out bonzi.net. And we also have a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, we'll take a break. Be back right after this. Welcome back, everybody. And that is Bonzi from her album Zone on 9, and that song is called Tiny. And Nina Ferraro, Bonzi, joins me live in studio. Hi, welcome back.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit about that song, Tiny.
That was one, all those kind of strings that you heard in that song, that was really cool to record those. I did that one in Los Angeles as well. And so there was this guy that he's one guy and he plays all these strings. So that was really just one man's vision sort of for the string arrangement.
Yeah.
That was a really, took a while to record that one because the timing is kind of different. So I had to take kind of a unorthodox approach to recording it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really cool challenge, and I'm really happy that I got to keep its integrity from the beginning of writing it to the
end. When you play particularly like that song live, do you change it for the live gigs?
Not really.
No.
I just until I get like a whole like string section, that would be really cool. That'd be amazing. But kind of just get inventive with like, you know, how can we like make a synth sound like
yeah,
like kind of like strings, or you know, it changes like what's around it changes, but the core of it stays the same. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And are you on tour right now?
I'm not on tour per se, but preparing in rehearsals for this Shuba show, which will be a bigger band than I've had before. So backup vocals and like all like a whole thing. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And that's June 23rd at
yes.
At Shuba's.
Yes.
You've played there before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love Shuba's.
It's a great place. Great room. And you've got you brought some people. There's more people on board now for this.
Yeah.
How'd you get them?
Just friends. You know, I think you start playing in Chicago and it's such a tight community here that, you know, you end up getting in touch with a lot of amazing artists. And the city is like full of artists. It's
yeah.
really amazing. Yeah, it's just kind of like collaborating and having fun.
Yeah, when you came in before we started talking on the air, I asked you if you still lived in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And you do, and I'm glad that you do, because I thought for sure with the success that you've had, you'd be in New York or someplace.
No. No, I love Chicago.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, there's you travel and then you come back to Chicago and you're like, man, this is great. Yeah.
Now, you said you grew up in Wisconsin. When did you guys come to Chicago?
About going on maybe like 7 years now. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that – am I considered a Chicagoan?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Or am I still like a Wisconsin?
No.
I love Wisconsin too, but I love the Midwest, really.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Music that you listen to, has that's changed? Has that changed since you were a kid? What were you listening to when you were a kid?
Oh, I had a lot of, we were just talking about this back there. I was trying to think of like what my first record was, but I inherited a lot of my records. So, I had like, you know, Pink Floyd records or, you know, Joni Mitchell. So I listened to a lot of that sort of stuff, but, you know, I like pop music too, and mm-hmm. all sorts of stuff. I pretty much like the same stuff that I liked then, but I just know more now because I've accumulated
yeah.
knowledge.
Okay, cool.
Over years.
Why don't we hear another song?
Cool.
Okay, and this off the new album as well?
Yes.
Okay, what are we going to hear?
This song is called Fading Out, and it was one of the singles before the record, and goes
okay.
like this.
Okay, here we go. Start again.
opposing offense, made to uproot what cannot grow. I must make up what I dispose. Fading out, fading out, fading out, fading. Oh, they would pick up where they had left, and I want it all to come and start again.
You're great. That's Bonzi, B-O-N-Z-I-E, bonzi.net, and the new album is called Zone on 9, and we're going to take a break. We got the news. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Nina and hear a song straight from the CD, you know, with the studio and the musicians and all that stuff, correct?
Awesome.
Okay, yeah. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up next on WGN.
Hanging on a Harlan wall. You're not going to frame me. You're not gonna take me down. If you try, if you try, if you, you're not gonna
All right.
take me down.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6. And we're still hanging out with Bonzi. Her new record, Zone on 9, is available today. And Nina Ferraro, who is also known as Bonzi, is here. Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Welcome back. That was the title track, Zone on 9.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
That one was also recorded in Los Angeles. A lot of it I ended up doing in Chicago. But yeah, that was that's the title track, and kind of sums a lot of stuff up.
How do you when you're writing your songs, what inspires you to write what you write about? Is it personal things that happen to you, relationship stuff, experiences? Does that inspire you?
Sometimes,
yeah.
Sometimes. I find personally, I'm really interested in other people. I think you learn a lot more about yourself from other people, like learning, like watching their kind of experiences. Sometimes it can be really random, like seeing something or hearing about someone, or you know, weird circumstances, strange coincidences. I mean, I think those things are really inspiring, because it's like the stuff that you can't figure out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So tell me about working with Steve Albini. How did that come to pass?
Yeah, that was awesome. He's really like an amazing producer, amazing engineer. I recorded the 7-inch that I recorded with him. It was just a really incredible experience to work with him. And, you know, I think very few people work as hard as he does. I think that's something that, you know, says a lot to how Grady is he really cares, and he really puts a lot into it.
By the way, he's a producer, legendary, who produced Nirvana, produced PJ Harvey, has worked with some major, major people, and still is here in Chicago.
And still just, like, works as hard as ever. Like, you know, he doesn't half anything. You know, it's really, really
did you,
awesome.
Working with him, did that inspire your producing style?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can't, like, not. It's, you know, it's inspiring to watch somebody who, like, has worked with all these amazing people. And, you know, I think he has, like, so many, like, I guess, like, techniques that he uses to create what he does that are really fascinating and so unique to him. Mm. And, yeah, you can't help but learn watching him.
Yeah. And now, when you write songs, do you write them on guitar or do you write them in different instruments?
Yeah, I write mostly on guitar. I do a lot of on piano too. Sometimes I take stuff from piano and put it onto guitar. But I like guitar. I think it's very, anybody who plays guitar, I think, you know, like, how it just reacts really well to, like, your body and, like, your movements. It's almost becomes like a second, like, I don't know, it becomes part of you. So I really, I love writing a guitar, but I do some on piano too.
When you are performing, do you feel more secure when you have the guitar in front of you than when you're just standing at the mic?
You know, mostly, yeah. I think it'll be interesting. This show coming up, I'm singing with some other backup vocalists, so we're going to do some things just vocally, some a cappella stuff, which will be really awesome. Yeah, so, yeah, I like trying different things, but I do like the security of the guitar. It's like a part of me.
It's, I mean, I totally understand that. Also, you're talking about the vocals and stuff like that. You have a really interesting style vocally, and I love it.
Thank you.
When you're not saying words and you're just, you know, like, emoting, it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And it's, I think it's one of your trademarks, personally, like a really awesome trademark. Was that something that just subconsciously happens? Like, you want to sing, even if there's no words, you just want to emote?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's cool. I guess I'm not conscious of doing that, but I think that's definitely definitely a thing that I do.
It's in a lot of your songs, and I love it. I personally think it's just it's fantastic because it's to me it's like your voice is another instrument, not just getting the words out, but adding to the song just, you know, sonically.
Yeah,
I think you have a wonderful voice.
Oh, thank you.
And the way you use it is great.
Thank you. Yeah, that's cool. I wouldn't have thought of that, but I like scatting and stuff like that. Like,
it's
sort of stuff is cool.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel at all. The thing about it is, like, every time I've heard you sing and every time I hear your music, none of it seems forced. It all seems very, very natural. And as a result, to me, it's a very distinctive style.
Cool.
And I think it's awesome. So I just
thank you.
Yeah, but
thank
I really you. Think you use your voice beautifully, and you also play the guitar very well.
Thank you.
So before we're going to hear a song directly from the album. So it'll be, you know, like a fully produced track. We've heard two acoustic versions that were awesome, and I thank you for performing them for us. But we're going to hear a song off of Zone on 9, and it's a song called Comb Back. But before we do that, let me ask you the two questions that I always ask musicians when they come in. And I didn't get a chance to ask you this the last time you were on. You haven't been on in a long time.
Yeah, this is a new development.
And we have to change that, by the way, that you haven't been on in a long time. the first question is, what was the first album you ever bought?
Well, you know, I thought about this, and I actually started, there was this thing, people who are like, you know, were a kid in like the early 2000s might remember this, but it was called Hit Clips, and they were like little cassette almost looking things. They were very small, like tiny, and you get like 30 to 45 seconds of music, and they cost like you go to Toys R Us and buy them kind of thing.
Okay.
And you put them into this little like device that's specific to Hit Clips. It's like all it does is play Hit Clips. And, you know, I loved those. So I think that I would consider that. I had like 45 seconds of a Madonna song, and that was like, I would play it over and over.
Do you remember
over.
What song it was?
It was a song called Hollywood. I don't even know what album that's off of, but I loved it.
Okay. So 45 seconds on Hit Clips of Madonna.
Yeah.
All right. Nothing wrong with that.
I gotta be honest.
You're in a very pro Madonna room right now. I happen to adore Madonna.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, so. I refer to her as my future ex-wife all the time. And first concert that you ever went to?
I gotta be honest about this one too. So I grew up in Wisconsin, and there was a free Avril Lavigne show at a mall. And I heard about it on the radio. And as I was coming home from school, I think I was probably like 10 or something, maybe younger than that, maybe like 7. And I heard about it, and I like rushed to the mall, and it was just like packed. It was just crowded. It was like her sort of like punk sort of era. And yeah.
Like Skater Boy and all those songs.
Yeah. Like a free show at the mall. Like that.
So that was a free Avril Lavigne show at the mall.
Yeah. I have to be honest. But you're also in a
pro Avril Lavigne room.
Oh, great!
I happen to really like Avril Lavigne.
I lucked out.
There is a song that Avril Lavigne recorded that I just adore. It's "I'm With You" is one of my favorite. I love that song.
You know what? That is my favorite from that album.
Yeah,
by far,
it's my favorite. I just think she's great. I love that song. I think it's heartbreaking, and I love the video. And she's all sad and lonely walking through a party. And
oh, I haven't seen the video.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. Somewhere a long time ago. So for the people who are regular listeners of the show, you know that I have a tendency to like what 15-year-old girls like, even though I'm a man in my 50s. But I, you know, like Gilmore Girls and Gossip Girl. Felicity is one of my favorite shows of all time. So I just have a tendency sometimes to like obviously I like Avril Lavigne.
You know, some of that stuff is actually better than people deem it to be.
Yeah, I agree.
I like that you own up to it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just weird that, you know, a man of my age a straight man of my age would be into that kind of stuff.
No, I mean, they're good. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I also have the entire box set of Powerpuff Girls, in case you're interested.
That's good music in that show.
I love it. So we're going to hear a song from the album. Is there anything we should know about Comeback?
So Comeback, now this one is one that I recorded in London and Bristol, and used kind of like some cool synths and stuff on it. But it's like about destiny and control and kind of like the relationship between those two things. And it's off the album.
Okay, there you go. Okay, this is Bonzi from her album that comes out today. The album is called Zone on 9. Go to bonzi.net for more information or onto our Facebook page. And this is a song called Comeback.
I don't know if I can forget everything you already got.
right. There you go. That's Comeback from the album Zone On 9 by Bonzi. Great stuff.
Thank you.
You know, I just think you're awesome. So do you have anything happening before? You're just preparing for the gig at Shuba's?
Yeah.
It's in June 23rd.
Yeah, yeah. So sort of like rehearsals and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, preparing for the show.
The record is out today, Zone On 9. It's available digitally, and it's also available on vinyl. And people can check out Bonzi.net. That's B-O-N-Z-I-E, Bonzi.net for more information. And the video for Crescent, can people see that?
That's coming out soon.
Okay. So, oh, I got a little preview of it then.
Yes, you did.
I got like an exclusive little preview of it.
Yes.
Well, people can check it out soon, and trust me, it's awesome. So I'm looking forward to, what night is the 23rd, June 23rd?
That's a Friday night? Yeah, Friday
oh.
night.
You know what? Now I'm probably going to come see you then.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't work on weekends anymore. The last time you were on with me, I was still on the weekends.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, now I've got, you know, a full-time gig, and I don't have to work on the weekends, so I can come see you on the 23rd.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
that'd
absolutely.
Be great.
Yeah, yeah. And are you playing Shuba's and then working on the release of the record and all that stuff? Are you writing anything? Are you working on – do you constantly work on new stuff?
I do, yeah. I kind of can't, you know. I feel like every time a section of time goes by and I don't write something, it's like I haven't, like, made a mark, like a check mark on time. So I'm always writing stuff. And, new album, another album. I mean, I'm already thinking about that. So, but for now, kind of, like, focusing on this record.
And yeah.
I'll play the coast. Like, I'll play some more shows and go on tour. But, yeah, in the near future.
There are 11 cuts on the record. Did you cut that down from – did you have more? Did you have a lot of material that you had to whittle down?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely, I made sure to put songs together that created a kind of story, kind of like a theme. But I have a lot of other songs. I've got a lot of songs.
Well, that's good. It's good to have more than, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Has a song, have you, like, you know, pictured a song or pictured a song in your head, and then by the time you fully realize it and record it, it's completely different than what you came up with? Does that ever happen, or is it pretty straightforward for you?
Well, I usually have a pretty specific like idea, like a vibe or something, but when I'm writing it, and I usually write that down so I can bring it to the studio.
Yeah.
Certain things have changed when I go to the studio, just because there's like so many, I have access to so many more sounds and stuff, so mm-hmm. They definitely evolve, but I do think kind of the core does stay the same. They just kind of like grow out like
yeah.
a tree or something.
Very cool. Okay. A full band on June 23rd, backing vocals, all that cool stuff. That's Shuba's June 23rd. That's a Friday night. The record is out today. I thank you for coming on my show the day that your record is released.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And this is like the best way to celebrate.
And we got to hear some songs that nobody else has heard before.
Yeah.
And I got to see the video and nobody else has.
Yeah, so of course.
It's great. Nina, you're the best. As you've known this, you've been on the show many times, and I just think you're amazing.
Oh, thank you,
And you
Nick.
Just keep getting better as you get older.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much. I absolutely love your show, and I'm a huge fan of you and your show. So
Thanks. This is
fun for me.
Thanks. Okay, that's Bonzi. The album is Zone On 9, Bonzi.net. We have a link on our Facebook page. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, there you go. Check out Bonzi.net, B-O-N-Z-I-E, and also on a link on our Facebook page. And get the album. It's Zone On 9. It's available now. All right, we'll take a break. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN.